from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About 3 weeks ago, I saw some quotes from Jordan Love, the quarterback of the Packers, during minicamp saying, you know what? We don't have a number one receiver per se, like that alpha guy. And actually, I prefer it because we can align our receivers in all these different ways and use all these motions and condensed formations and all these things. And it's harder for the defense to have a beat on what we're doing.
Doug Farrar, we had a little bit of a conversation earlier about this. And the Packers are being held up as this blueprint, and I just wonder if it's too soon for that. You know, like, they're good, and they have this formula that's working, that worked last year especially, of a young quarterback that took, about a month to kind of really get his feet wet, but then, like, end of the season, he was dynamite, and there's a love fest about Jordan Love right now. And then the receivers that are around him, like, it's just a bunch of, like, good young guys. No one has established themselves as some elite player, but just a bunch of good ones. That, by the way, might not be forever. Like, I've seen takes on Jaden Reed, who was very good for them as a rookie, that, like, he had 700 yards last year and was the kind of the number two, but he might have really high upside. You just didn't see it yet because he was a rookie. So we'll see. Maybe in a year that we won't look at them the same way if somebody kind of goes bananas. How do you feel about them being kind of held up the way they are? Because it is, they've only won one playoff game. It's not like, you know, it's not like they're a cheat. They're the Chiefs.
I do believe there's been a bit of a rush here. I'm in line with you on that, which is they're getting a lot of love, a lot of love.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's because of Jordan Love, right? I mean, no pun intended. He just, the way he plays, his style, he's fun, and he just, bam, you know, really kind of burst on the scene, just this meteoric rise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a danger in that, right? I mean, when you have a really good stretch, it's a good stretch. It's not been prolonged yet. Now, but hey, the Josh Allen had that in, what, maybe 2020, and it just kept going. And look where we are now. So it's possible, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not totally in. Now, Josh Jacobs, the signing there, that was interesting for them. All right, we'll see where that goes.
Yep.
That was interesting.
That was after dumping Aaron Jones for nothing.
Yeah,
they signed Jacobs.
They basically traded, right? Like,
yeah.
Kind of, like, traded one for the other. Not to the same team, but yeah. I'm also skeptical, but, I mean, come on. They're in the division with the Bears and the Vikings, too.
Yep. Well, ooh, are you not high on the Bears this year? They're going to be a trendy pick, I think, between now and the start of the year.
No, I'm not, because I don't think right. I can't just think that Caleb Williams is going to walk in there and just start distributing the ball to all these guys and they're going to be super good.
Yeah. I might get convinced. Like, I don't know that I would probably pick them to finish third in the division because I have too much respect for Detroit and Green Bay right now. But, man, that receiving core is so good. And he has been so built up as a quarterback prospect that it does feel like if a rookie is going to come in and dominate, like a la C.J. Stroud, that he might have the tools to do it. The only problem there that I've seen is they have a good defense, like defense too, but offensive line might still be a big problem there. And that can, I mean, that can kill you. If as a rookie, you can have as many good receivers as you want. If you can't get 2 seconds to throw the football, then good luck to you. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jeremy Fowler has a series that started yesterday. Executives, scouts, and coaches in the league ranking 11 positions over 11 days. Before I get into the two that have already been dropped, for the Bills, they're ranking the top, so how they do it is the top 10 at each position, and then there's like five honorable mentions, five, six, seven, kind of depends, and then there's an also receiving votes category. For the top 10, how many Bills are going to be top 10 in their position in this series, do you think?
Josh, obviously.
Josh, for sure, yep.
What have they done so far? Running back, what else?
They've done running back and defensive tackle.
There's no Bills there, right?
So,
running back
was yesterday, and James Cook was in the honorable mention category.
He did not crack the top 10.
Yep, didn't crack the top 10. He was in an honorable mention. Cook ranked second behind McCaffrey in explosive plays last year, won NFL offensive coach. He runs outside zone very well, putting foot in ground and getting upfield, and that's the write-up on him. And then defensive tackle... Today, Ed Oliver was in the others receiving votes category. So he didn't even get his own write-up. Which, I want to bet right now, between, maybe this one ranking is going to be secondary to this, but Ed Oliver, I mean, PFF was very much like, all year, the Bills fans, the area they went after PFF was, why don't you respect Ed Oliver? Ed Oliver, like, grading stuff was, like, not near what I think people thought it should have been. I want to bet Bills fans think he's, like, the most underrated or disrespected player right now on the team. Like, league-wide. No?
I don't know about that.
It feels like he doesn't get much shine.
I agree that he is underrated.
Yeah, and it feels like he just had a great season.
Here's the issue to me with... I don't have too much of a problem with him not being in the top 10.
Yep.
The nature by which the Bills treat their defensive line, it's hard for a guy to be considered in the top 10 because he's not on the field enough to make all those plays.
It's so rotational, compared
Correct.
To other teams.
So I have no problem. I think talent-wise, you could argue he's in the top 10. So that's fine, if that's what it's based on. But I have no issue with him not being in the top 10. I do think he's underrated. I think there is one other player on the team that's more underrated. And not getting it. You know those things that come out on Twitter sometimes? They say, who's this player represent? It says production and then recognition.
Yeah.
Production's really high, recognition's low, right?
I see that a lot. Yeah.
Okay. It's not even production because of numbers. I think Taron Johnson might be the most underrated player at his position in the NFL.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, they're only doing 11 positions, by the way. Are they not going to have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Will they include Nickel Corner with?
So
corner?
I guess they won't include Nickel Corner.
Yeah, I guess. Are they going to do... I don't know what they're going to do for offensive line either. They'll probably just do guard and tackle and like mix the two together rather than
center,
do like separate. They'll do center, but they won't do like a right guard and a left guard. They'll probably do both.
Probably not. Look, I mean, if they... Look, Matt Milano's one of the best linebackers in the league. He probably doesn't get here because of the injury last year.
He might. Where did I see... This was a PFF ranking. PFF, Sam Monson, and a couple of their other top guys did like a collaborative ranking of different positions. I think they had Milano. They gave him the benefit of the doubt with the injury, and I think in their write-up it was like, we're assuming for this he's going to get back to form, but they had him as like the fourth best linebacker in football, even right now.
Okay.
But, right, like, I don't know if everyone's going to do that. There might be a lot of other areas where... You know, it's July, so you're going to see ranking stuff like this, content out there, you know, and Milano might get dropped off in some of these places because, you know, it was a major injury that he had. And how big are the question marks about, you know, what form he's going to be in when he comes back? If I'm not given enough respect to that, I feel like I've also been, like the PFF write-up, I feel like I've very much just been in, he'll be back, he'll be fine.
I think he, I mean, I've been on this for a while that I just think that they're slow playing it. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. Like, he's not having any sort of, you know, setback. They just don't want to rush him back. I mean, he's a veteran. He knows how to take care of his body. He's a guy that's been in the league a while. They're not concerned about that. I mean, I saw an article the other day that he was on like some like possible cut list.
It was a guy that writes for Bleacher Report that I did see some people freaking out about that, but you know, one guy at Bleacher Report wrote that. I wasn't getting too, you know, held up over that because I haven't seen anyone in the world make that suggestion anywhere else because it would be it would be insane. I don't even think they save money. They would cost themselves money.
No, he's that. I mean, those two guys together, they're going to be. I am. That's one of the things I'm most excited for. If Matt Milano truly is, like healthy. I mean, they're going to be so good with those two, him and Bernard together. Well, I think they could be
especially
so good together.
Like, don't. You can maybe answer receiver for this too, but what position cost them their season? Like, again, there could be a couple, but I might put linebacker right at the top of the list. Like, linebacker in the Chief game kind of caused their season to end. It was completely due to injury, though. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with their linebackers. They had to call A.J. Klein away from his trip to Disneyland, and he had to come play football for them and try to cover Travis Kelce. So, like, they were in a really tough spot. But, I don't know, they might win that game if Bernard and Milano are healthy, even with all the problems they had on offense at receiver and the game plan they had and the fake punt. I don't know. Like, Bernard and Milano, in the little time we got to see them together, looked awesome. So, I'm very excited about that group, too. And that's of course, you know, with the if Milano's in there. And that's probably it. You think Taron Johnson, do we think Dawkins could sneak into the offensive tackle list?
Maybe. Yeah, he might be able to. I think so. A guy who won't make it, but is also very underrated from the season he had last year. Although I want to hold back on, like, oh my God, this guy is amazing, because I want to see him back it up again and stay healthy. Is Christian Benford. Now, yeah. I'm not predicting he should be, or it's telling you he should be, and even in the honorable mention. I just think he's underrated around the league. I think Christian Benford is good.
He might be my answer for that. You just ask, like, if the next time someone tweets out that picture of production, the bar's really high and recognition really low, I bet Christian Benford's going to be my answer. Like, I think he is. There were some metrics last year, like separation prevented, I think was one of them, where he was like top five in the league next to Sauce Gardner. Like, I don't know if he's getting, I don't know if he's not ever maybe going to get the recognition. I don't know how many turnovers he's going to cause. Although he had one in week 18, right? Division on the line, first drive against Miami. So it's not like he never does it. But yeah, Benford for me, like if he has a great season this year, I'm going to want to be his flag bearer. For a while, like this dude is I almost said elite. I might not go that far, but this guy is a great corner in the NFL. If he has another big season piled on what he's done the last couple of years, and that's probably it. No one else that I see. I'm looking at their depth chart. Yeah, that'll probably be it. Maybe Dawkins and maybe Taron Johnson, depending on what they do positionally there. 803-0550 is the phone number. I said I would update you on that poll from earlier. We talked Coleman and Gabe Davis. 66% now say that they would not take Coleman being as good as Gabe Davis. You want to hold out for more. Hold out for better. I think that's fair. I might answer yes. I would be very much on the fence here, but Sal made a good convincing argument earlier for like first pick of the second round, basically a first round pick. The athletic profile being what it is, you probably would want more. It's not a disaster if he's Gabe Davis, but you probably would want more. 803-0550 is the phone number. Duke villain that has dropped. Extendo Sports when we come back. There's a guy going to Duke, a kid going to Duke, that did something pretty incredible yesterday, and I've seen social media kind of freaking out about it. That and more when we come back. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.